Hi, this is Anthony.
Anthony, this is Paul from over in Human Resources. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. I'm calling you today because I need to speak with you about something rather serious. Do you have a moment?
Sure, of course.
I've gotten quite a few complaints.
Okay.
Complaints about you.
About me?
Yes.
What's this in regard to?
Well, a few of your coworkers have approached us and have said that they feel like your actions in the office are inappropriate.
I'm sorry, what actions are you talking about? What?
Well, they want you to cover up, sir.
Yeah. What does that mean?
You have no idea?
No, I do not.
Well, as you know, the air conditioning near your office space is broken, so it's been colder than normal.
Yes, it certainly has. People have been complaining about that.
They have been, and they've been complaining about you, too, as well, specifically your nipples.
Excuse me, did you say my nipples?
Yes.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Well, take a look down at your shirt right now, because I'm sure you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Your coworkers say that they have been poking through your shirt almost every day, and people don't appreciate it, and they say it's a distraction. Are you doing it on purpose?
You're asking me if I'm showing my nipples on purpose? That's crazy.
That's exactly what I'm asking. Are you or aren't you? Because if you are, there's a different conversation we need to have.
No, I'm not showing my nipples on purpose. I'm not showing my nipples at all. And it's completely wrong for you to be talking to me about
this. Well, sir, it would be wrong for somebody else to approach you about it. But I'm with Human Resources. We have to ask hard questions. No pun intended.
All right, now you're making a joke. This is completely offensive.
I was trying to lighten the mood.
I don't think this is a mood that needs to be lightened. I think that this is wildly inappropriate for you to be calling me about, whether you're in human resources or not.
I think it's wildly inappropriate for you to be walking around the office with your nipples looking like they could cut glass because they're so hard.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You're obviously making a little joke out of it. You're trying to have some kind of fun with this kind of issue. It's crazy that you're calling me about this at all. I don't know who contacted you about this.
You sound like you're getting very defensive.
Well, I am.
Are you getting defensive because it's true?
No, I'm not getting defensive because it's true. I'm getting defensive because it's completely irregular and uncalled for.
Well, we'd just appreciate it if you weren't smuggling raisins in the office every time you sat down.
Okay, I'm right there. I think you think that's really funny. I think you think that's hilarious. I guess this is the time when HR gets to cut loose and have a good time with the fun, crazy call. I don't know who called you about this. But this is completely just off the radar.
I will tell you, this is a different kind of complaint than I've ever received before.
Yeah.
I've never had anybody complain about somebody having very, very hard nipples at work.
You listen to you. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy
it. Are you saying that I'm enjoying your hard nipples?
All right. I don't know who you think you are calling me with this crap. You obviously don't belong in HR. I've worked for this company for a long time, and you're done. You are out of HR. You are out of this company. Believe me. There's some people I can talk to, and believe me, you are gone.
That's
you
good.
You are out of here, you son of a
That's good, because I actually don't work for HR. I work for a radio station.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
It's a joke. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your coworker Joel set you up.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? This whole thing is just a big prank?
Yes. Joel set you up because he said he wanted to get you back for a prank you did on him earlier.
Oh, my God. Joel, I am going to kill him.
Told us about how your air conditioning was broken and you're always complaining about it. And he did mention that your nipples have been looking very hard lately.
Yeah, that sounds like something. I am. Oh, my God.